1,000 books could I write you about her, 'cause I felt if I could know her, I would know all women. They've not been any too well known for brains and planning and organized thinking, but I'm sure the women are equal and they may be ahead of the men. Yet I wouldn't spread such a rumor around, 'cause one organizes the other. And sometimes the most lost and wasted attract the most balanced and sane. And the wild and the reckless take up with the clocked and the timed. And the mixture is all of us, and we're still mixing. But never, 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 never could have it been done if the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me. And all creeds and kinds and colors of us are chin blending, till I suppose 10 million years from now we'll all be just alike. Same color, same kind, working together. And maybe we'll have all of the fascists out the way by then. Maybe so. But never, 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 never could have it been done if the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me.
Now, I'll just do a very brief biography of Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie was born in Oklahoma in the year 1912. He moved to California in about 1937, where he had a radio show playing music for migrant workers who had come to California from the Dust Bowl. And then in 1940, he went to New York City and he followed this guy who had turned him on to communism, an actor, an American actor by the name of Will Geer. And as he traveled across the United States of America with his guitar, every place he stopped for a beer or to spend the night, he heard this song on the jukebox, a song that was a number one pop hit of the day, a song written by Irving Berlin, and the song was called God Bless America. And Woody really didn't like this song. He thought it was dreadfully syrupy and horribly patriotic. So he wrote his own version of this song, and he called this song God Bless America.